Approximately 1 in 10 young Australians harm themselves. They usually do it in secret and go to great lengths to cover it up. Now a new guide has been released aiming to give parents practical tips on how to identify self-harm and how to give their child the help they need. Bridget Fitzgerald has our story.
Firstly, it was behaviours that I had seen that were out of character.
Jen, not her real name, noticed several changes in her son before she discovered he was self-harming.
Hiding in his room, extra time in the bathroom, started wearing longer shirts, longer pairs of shorts. He would usually, you know, wear football shorts. Then he was wearing shorts down to almost his knees.
Covering arms and legs is often one of the first signs of self-harm, a practice that experts say is on the rise. The Australian Institute of Family Studies found 10% of 14 and 15-year-olds have self-harmed in the past year.
Unfortunately, we know that self-harm is common amongst young Australians.
Associate Professor Jo Robinson is the head of suicide prevention research at Origin, the National Centre for Excellence in Youth Mental Health. It's developed a guide called Coping with Self-Harm, which aims to help families identify and deal with the behaviour.
Parents are often one of the first ports of call for young people, so it's really important, I guess, that they're able to recognise when their young person might be distressed or engaging in a behaviour like self-harm, and also feel kind of equipped and prepared to know how to respond and provide them with the sort of support that they might need.
Self-harm is when someone does something to deliberately hurt themselves. Early indicators can be easy to miss. They might be a sudden shift in mood, changes to eating or sleeping habits, or unexplained injuries. Jo Robinson says if parents notice something is wrong, they need to ask.
We worry that asking about suicide or self-harm will put ideas in a young person's head, but actually the evidence increasingly tells us that that's not the case.
The guide being launched today offers practical advice.
Try not to panic, try not to freak out. Let the young person know that you're there for them and that you love them. Self-harm can be terribly confronting, but remember that behind that behaviour is a distressed young person who needs some support.
Mary Jane Bell began to self-harm at 8 years old and continued into her 20s.
But I always made sure I did it where no one could see the scars. Self-harmers are very sneaky.
Now in her late 60s, Mary Jane Bell says her parents didn't know what to do, and it wasn't until she was married that she was able to stop with the support of her husband. Her advice to parents today is to be open and compassionate.
All you can do is just give them all the love you can, give them understanding, sit down and talk to them about it.
Nick Digan agrees. He's a senior clinical advisor with the Youth Mental Health Foundation, Headspace.
Strong attachments with parents are incredibly important, and they can help to speed up a recovery from difficult times and help to also reduce the intensity and severity of any set of difficulties.
When Jen's son was struggling, she felt she didn't have the resources to help. She hopes this guide will shed some light on an important issue.
When you don't know where to turn or what to do or what to say, it's terrifying. So to have a resource like that is something that I would be putting out to anyone that came to me.
That's advice from one parent, Jen, speaking there to Bridget Fitzgerald. And if this story has raised concerns for you or anyone you know, you can call Lifeline on 131 114 or the Kids Helpline on 1800 55 1800.